Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
This is Dick Johnson with a community comment. Most of the talk and written stuff we hear about legalization of marijuana is about money. First off, these producers have been evading the law for years. What makes anybody think they're going to change and rush forward and say, here's my tax money? Secondly, when they are all legalized, the law will know where they are and their destruction of nature will be open to legal action. I guess that part is good. There was a letter to the Times Standard the other day that brought up the social destruction side of legalization. That's what concerns me. One more thing that's more easily obtained? Do we need that? I've talked about this before, so I'm not getting into it today. But think about it. More money will have its price to pay. The other day, my wife made an error on paying our PG&E bill. We had an extra streetlight put up many years ago, as the area across the street from us was not sufficiently lit, and there were cars waiting while their occupants went up to the alley to a couple of drug houses, which are now gone, and vandals were stealing parts off cars in the neighbor's apartment complex carport. They even took the tailgate and grill off my other neighbor's pickup. Back to my point. The streetlight bill is in my name, and the monthly bill is in my wife's name. She was paying the bills online late in the evening, and she put the monthly gas and electric payment on the streetlight account by mistake. And we got a notice that the bill for the gas and electricity wasn't paid, and in a very few days they would cut us off. Well, my wife went to the local office and the lady said she would straighten it out, or at least try to straighten it out. We were gone for a few days over Thanksgiving, and when we got home, here was this cutoff notice. Must have crossed in the mail. On the notice was a 24/7 phone call number, which I called. I get this man saying, before we connect you with PG&E, would you like to, for a $1.95 fee on your credit card, take a small poll, and you will receive a $100 voucher, redeemable at Walmart, Kohl's, and other major retailers. I thought, what the heck, $100? I'll go for that. Well, it went downhill from there. As it got more complicated, I handed the phone to my wife, and as she is better on the phone or just about anything else than I am. They offered restaurant vouchers, and if you get these, we'll send you these, yakety yakety yak. She finally hung up. I called the number again and got a very pleasant lady who listened to me, and again my wife took over and the lady got a supervisor, and we think the problem is solved. We'll see when the statement comes. While my wife was looking for the paper copies of the bill, I told the lady that I wanted to talk to PG&E, not some shyster, and I thought that was very poor business on PG&E's part, and she agreed. She didn't know anything about it, but I asked her to make sure her supervisor got the word. I hope someone from PG&E's office is listening to this, and I know the local office has no control over this, but they can send on the complaint. This is Dick Johnson with a community comment.
Community comment presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.